Okay, come to order. This is the Transportation Committee meeting. Today is Wednesday, April 13, 1988. We are at 1:42. That's the record show that we have following representatives in attendance, Pierce, Miller, Hudson, and Springer. We have a quorum to conduct business. We have one bill, Senate Bill 298, an act naming bridge number 1146 at milepost 240 on the George Parks Highway on the agenda, and House Concurrent Resolution 10 relating to the expeditious reconstruction and realignment of Lazy Mountain Wolverine Road in the Matanuska Susitna Borough. We have both files here. We take it up in that order. We had in the last meeting, it was detected that there was an error in the bridge number of milepost designation. We remedied that through committee action, and today we have the bill that the House committee substitute for Senate Bill number 298, Transportation, in front of us. Since it requires an amendment, I would entertain a motion to adopt the House committee substitute for discussion purposes.
I have some.
Any objection to that? Hearing none, we are working with the committee substitute. I don't think any testimony is needed. We were all here the last time.
Okay.
If the committee desires, we have Representative
Chairman
from Senator Parker's staff here.
I move House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill number 298, Transportation, out of individual recommendation.
Any objections? Hearing none, move. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, folks.
Okay, Bill Jack, hello. We have a lot more bridges there we can name.
Okay, we'll check on those for you.
Okay, we see in the Nana 1, the Nana 3, they don't have any names yet.
They will.
Okay.
Thank you.
See ya. Okay, then we have in front of us House Concurrent Resolution number 10. Yes, I have it read in the record. We have prime sponsor Menard here. Lay it upon us.
I like the way this committee does business. It doesn't take very long, you know, to go at it. Well, Mr.
Make it short, please.
Short and sweet. Mr. Chairman, this what prompted this, of course, is our delegation getting beat up by the Lazy Mountain folks and the thoughts of this road and the 40 years and the same old story. I don't know if anybody read this response, but this is generally what we get. Kurt, if you want to do something to dear people of Lazy Mountain, get on the stick, get the money appropriated, blacktop car, Wolverine Road, you and Ron and Jelmer have got to do more than ask for the money. You got to see that we get it. And I think she goes on and on. And I'm totally disgusted with your legislative efforts. And I, in the past 41 years, get something done on this road.
I'm sick
and tired of all these promises. Now you and your buddies down there can do something constructive besides promises, wasting and talk. I would be interested in hearing from you again. And then we put the money in a few thousand dollars of placards and a few more trucks of gravel. Doesn't cut the ice with me. So that's, we're on there. So, Mr. Chairman, I think that kind of tells us a story. We are trying to bring this road up to a certain standard, and this will help us in our efforts.
It's really bad that letter was from his mother.
Yeah. Close relative.
Any questions from the committee?
Yeah, just a quick question. Kurt, is this anywhere at all on the department's financial plan, you know, their five-year plan or
no,
the realignment of this road? So this is something totally new that's not on their mountain?
Yeah. Because it doesn't qualify for...
Federal aid. So these are all state general funds?
Mm-hmm. Any other questions? Is that at the present on the state maintained system, on the SMS system?
Yes.
Yes. I have and that probably you can answer that. On looking at that fiscal note, I see the capital requirements are going to be somewhere in the $1.7 million range. What puzzles me is the BRU, which being M&O for fiscal 90 and on, and that's $27,000. And the way I would read that fiscal note, that would be the fiscal impact, the increase on it.
Right, I didn't understand that either.
And normally when you reconstruct a road, your maintenance cost actually depreciates unless they contemplate paving and figure they're going to have an excess net increase, which I don't understand either, because if they go from normally the pavements have a higher cost to be maintained if they start to deteriorate. But normally in the first 2, 3 to 5 years after reconstruction, considering that it would go from a gravel road to a paved road, then it's just the opposite.
Right.
You know, then your grading requirements, which are usually extensive in those type of gravel roads, would not be necessary. So I don't understand that.
Isn't it the widening, Mr. Chairman, is it the possibility of the project assessment to widen the road? And then we look down under the maintenance cost, item number 4 of the fiscal analysis. It says that the road maintenance is estimated at $27,000 is determined by multiplying the 8 lane miles by an estimated $3,375 per lane mile. I wonder if they're adding a lane or something or two.
No, I think I know what that is. You're right, it's a widening part. So that doesn't look like they're planning on paving it.
Chip seal, I
think. Well, if it's a chip seal, that would be a form of paving.
But I think, Mr. Chairman, where they had the $3,375 per lane mile, I know that we're not getting that now. I think we're down to about $1,600 per lane mile.
Well, no, I think what you're mistaking there is the $1,600 is the municipal assistance per lane mile.
Oh, yes. Yes,
the maintenance cost is considerably higher.
Yeah.
Generally, in those type of roads, they are 8,000 to 10,000, which is on a 2-lane mile or on a 3-lane mile road, spells out about $3,300 per lane mile. But we just last year we supported that multi-million dollar 4-lane extension down to Wasilla. Now you're coming in with your cattle roads.
that one last year was a big federal one, Mr. Chairman.
Right.
95% federal one.
Well, that's even worse. You're here, but you have to cough up $1.8 million in state.
Can we take this out of the governor's jobs bill?
How many residents, do you have any idea how many residents are involved on that?
Right, there's about 950 residents. And it started, and the road is, like I said, 40 years, and it's gradually, that area did, when the valley did get a boom here in the early 80s, and up in there was a lot of, or a couple of subdivisions that went in up there, and plus the fact that there have been a lot of people on that road.
I don't know how much a good resolution does anyway. And that's a school bus route 4 times a day. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
That only has 2 referrals, transportation and finance. I don't have any problem with that specific project other than I'm not so sure what good a 6-year transportation plan does if the legislature interjects the political process all the time into it. But a 6-year plan ain't worth a damn anyway, so I don't see what harm it does to do it. I entertain a motion to move it unless there's any further discussion. No further discussion, any motion to move the bill?
I move, HCR 10, out with individual recommendations and direct IOUs.
any objection to that? Hearing none, so moved. Meeting adjourns.
Thank you, Mr.
52.
I would think maybe the minority should gain up together and lock
the bill. Here I'm the sole Democrat.